Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show, an educational opportunity with the purpose of guiding you to greater life empowerment. The show is hosted by Dr. John DeMartini, a human behavior expert, internationally published author, and a global educator. With over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential, Dr. DeMartini is on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior to help you have a deeper understanding of yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools to help you expand your power, influence, and inspiration. In today's episode, Dr. DeMartini explores how your perceptions shape your reality and why life empowerment begins with balancing the way you perceive the world around you. Just know that if you'd love to access any of the links or show notes at the end of the episode, you can find them in the episode description. And if you're new here, be sure to follow the DeMartini Show. That way, we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode titled, How Perceptions Shape Your Reality. Enjoy.
You have control over 3 things in your life: your perceptions, your decisions, your actions. I'd like to take a moment to discuss perceptions for a second, because they do have an impact on shaping your reality. Reality is that which is realized through your senses. And each of your senses are brought to your awareness through receptors. Receptors take stimulus from the environment and transduce it into what they call nerve action potentials. The nerve action potentials then go into the spinal cord or brainstem and synapse with other nerves that ascend, and they go up into the thalamus or to other brain regions and finally to the cortex, so you become conscious of what the stimulus was. Along the way, there's a whole lot of new neurons that are accessing that pathway and influencing that pathway. So what you receive through your senses and what you become conscious of in your cortex are not always the same. In fact, rarely are, because of the associations you make with it. And that we call perception. Perception is a combination of the reception from the stimulus and all the associations that are now impacting it. Now, anything in your past that you have an experience of that is valent, highly charged, positively or negatively, that is stored in your hippocampus, where you store episodic memories, and that information and the neurons that are associated with it are influencing new stimuli coming in through the receptors. So what you actually have out there, what's actually there, and what you realize of what's actually there are 2 different things. You have what is called a subjective experience, a subjective bias on how and what you filter in and out of the received information. So your reception and what you perceive are not the same. Now the question is it highly subjectively biased or is it more objective? The more objective it is, the more it matches what's actually received. The more subjectively biased it is, the more it's distorted. Now I'd like to address that for a second because this is a really fascinating topic, at least to me, hopefully for you. Everybody has a set of priorities in their life, a set of values, things that are most to least important in their life. Whenever you're living by the very highest priority, highest value, your blood glucose and oxygen tends to go into the forebrain, where you are more strategic, more objective, more reasonable, and less emotive. When you do, the associations you make with the receptors, the stimulus, is more actual compared to what's real. Real is what we only realized when we distort it. But whenever we're living according to lower values, because we're attempting to abide by other people's rules, or because we're infatuated with somebody and sacrificing what's important to us temporarily for what's important for them, anytime we do something that's low in our values, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into the amygdala, the hippocampus, which we call the subconscious mind. When it's in the forebrain and it's in the medial prefrontal cortex and it's in the executive center, it's the superconscious mind. But when it's in the amygdala, we call it the subconscious mind. Whenever we do, we're in survival. And an animal in survival is seeking prey and fears the loss of prey, which would be starvation, because it fears it could die. And therefore, it accentuates the perception to make sure it has enough adrenaline to capture the prey before it gets away. And it distorts it with a subjective interpretation. And the same thing, if a predator's nearby, it has to get out of there quick, avoid the predator. So it subjectively distorts the information and to try to escape and to run faster than the predator. Anytime we're in our amygdala, we're going to distort and generalize and take the information that's actually there in the receptors and distort it with our perceptions, and therefore our response to the world around us is less effective. In fact, we call that distress because we're seeking a prey and we're trying to avoid a predator. And anytime you try to get a one-sided world, it's basically futile. And you have distress because you're trying to avoid something that's unavoidable and trying to seek something that's unavailable. But when you're objective and you're living by the highest priorities and you're in your executive center and you're seeing more balanced equation, you're more likely to see what's actually there in the stimulus and not distort it. And therefore, your perception is now more self-actualized. In fact, when you're in your medial prefrontal cortex, that's considered the seat of the self. That's where you're most integrated. That's where you're most objective, and you've mitigated risks, and you've seen things more objectively with reason. This is the self-governed pace. When you do, you don't emotionally react. You act spontaneously in relationship to what's actually there. So your perceptions of reality is because of what you've realized through your senses. And if you have a skewed, subjectively biased interpretation of reality, you're going to be caught in a disturbed, distorted, subjectively biased reality. But if you see things as they actually are, more balanced, and you see both sides and you're not valent, positive or negatively charged, and you're more neutral, you're seeing what's actually there, because all events are ultimately neutral until we bring to the table our past baggage and associations and polarize it. You know, if we're told as a child that, you know, by our mother or grandmother, be nice, don't be mean, be kind, don't be cruel, be positive, don't be negative, and we meet somebody that's now negative or cruel or mean, we immediately create a predator response, and we immediately want to, you know, distort and exaggerate how bad this is, and we have this moral avoidance response because we've been told that we need to be one-sided. But in truth, no human being is one-sided. It's a kind of a facade that we try to pretend to be one-sided, but in actuality, we have both sides. So if we're taught that we're supposed to be one-sided and we're supposed to get rid of half of ourselves, then if we see people that have the side we like, we're going to be subjectively biased and think this person's a hero. Or if we are seeing them and they're the opposite of what we want and they're the thing that we're told not to do, we're going to see them as a villain. And we're going to have prejudice and bias and, you know, these responses to the people, and therefore our reality is skewed and we're not seeing the human being as they actually are. I'm not a, you know, kind person. I'm not a cruel person. I'm an individual human being with a set of values. And when you support my values, I can be nice. You challenge my values, I can be mean, but I'm not the label. So when we're in subjectively biased interpretations of reality, we distort things and exaggerate and tend to label people with sort of an absolute language. But when we're now more objective and neutral, we see people for who they are, and we love them for who we are. Self-actualization is when we're actually in touch with our perceptions are matching what's actually there. And self-delusion is when you're actually trapped in a valent, you know, misinterpretation of reality. I think it was Immanuel Kant that says that there's phenomena, which is basically the sensory reality, and the noumena, that which transcends it. And we have the capacity to access a transcendent state where we're neutral, but as long as we have stored baggage in the past, we're going to filter our reality accordingly. That's one of the reasons I teach the breakthrough experience and introduce the DeMartini method, so you can actually be accountable to balance out the equation, to not have these misinterpreted valent perceptions and subjective reactions for survival purposes stop you from being self-actualized, self-governed, and inspired by your life filled with love.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So I just want to take a moment to talk about the perceptions of reality and receptions of the senses and what difference is reality versus actuality. Reality is that which you misinterpret about through your senses, and actuality is what's actually there. This has been the same debate between realism and idealism. Realism is the idea that there's something real out there, and idealism is it's our mental construct of what's out there. And these have been debates for centuries, but they're really simply levels of the brain functioning either valently or non-valently, and we have the capacity to adjust those by asking quality questions, neutralizing our perceptions, see what's actually there, and become present with that and filled with love. That's one of the reasons I want to teach the Breakthrough Experience and share this information, because people can store baggage and run their life with distorted realities, or they can be victims of history, or they can actually get in touch with the balance and ask quality questions and now become masters of their destiny.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.